Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum. By real decree, it's comedy legend Mike Ward.
I'm Mike Ward, your Pentelis, our friend there, the man in brown.
You down with the brown?
Yeah. Hey, I look like everyone's grandmother
even
right
now.
Even
your pants, like, you look like you shit yourself.
Yeah. You know how the Spartans, they had red capes?
You look like you have Werther's Originals in your pocket.
Yeah.
You know how they...
You look like you're dating a 93-year-old lady. look, I got my sugar mama. Yeah. Her husband's old clothes.
Yeah,
she sucks my dick. She pays for lunch. She gives me her cousin's clothes.
She gives me Werther's.
Yeah. You know how the Spartans, they had the red capes to hide the fact that they were bleeding if they got injured in battle?
Uh-huh.
I wear brown to hide the fact that I shit myself in public.
That's good.
Yeah. That means you shit on your back and chest.
Yeah. Yeah, everywhere, just explosive. Yeah.
Ancient Greece had warriors. Modern Albania has this. Yeah.
Modern Greece.
No. You're not part of that.
Go fuck yourself.
Mikey, what a week it has been.
Yeah.
But before we get into it, you know what people should do?
Canadoc.
If they're going to consume cannabis, they got to go to the experts for medical cannabis. And the only way to
get it. Is it medical or medicinal?
Medicinal. I keep saying medical. Yeah. But is it the same thing?
I think, like, someone, I said medical and they corrected me. So I was like, okay.
Who's this person?
Some transgender person.
Oh, well then.
So they must... Some transsexual told me it's medicinal.
Is that what they said? Tell them it's man. So yeah, Canadoc is medicinal cannabis. And they don't sell you medicinal cannabis. What they do is they set you up.
They hook you up.
They hook you up with the best companies in Quebec.
They get you the prescription.
They get you a nurse to call you. Yeah. You don't have to do anything. It's
and then that
thing.
Way, because some people might be like, no, but weed's legal. Why would I? But you get better quality weed.
You get access to the best. You get access to the biggest brands that normally we don't
you
have
get,
in Quebec.
You get shrooms.
Shrooms. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think they get shrooms.
Oh, that's what it's called, with an Z or whatever.
Yeah.
You have cookies. You have all these cool brands. I'm a CBD guy. I got the CBD oils, and they have two different ones. I got a lavender one and one that helps you sleep. No THC in that one. And I also got these THC liquid things that you could put in food. I haven't used it yet because I'm scared to do it alone. I want him to do it with me. So if anybody has a trip, he's going crazy shitting himself. So I have that stuff. There's these gummies.
He's got the shirt. He's ready.
It's actually, Canadoc was a good move on our part to be friends with these guys. They know what they're doing. Everything's quality. All the fans that have ordered from them keep writing me that they're happy with their purchases, and it takes about a day or two to get to your house if you're in Quebec. So Canadoc.com or .ca. It's .ca, right? .ca.
.ca. Yeah, and most important, it's confidential. Mm. Completely.
Yeah, no one knows. So that's the good thing. People think if you get that license, the card, they're going to know. No one knows. You know.
Yeah.
Don't tell anyone and no one's going to know.
And they love our vets.
Like veterinarians?
No, our veterans.
They love animals.
Our military animal veterans.
Good job on taking that cat's balls off.
here's a joint.
Hey, it can be stressful being a veterinarian.
Forget about cutting those cat nuts off. Yo, so it's been a week.
Yeah.
It's been a crazy, crazy week for all of us. Not a bad crazy, just a lot has happened. Mm. I think yours was the most eventful, though.
Yeah, I've had a crazy week. I told my wife last week's episode... you started talking about my girlfriend, and my wife doesn't know that I have a girlfriend, so it was kind of stressful. But just I want to say for people that haven't watched the show in a while, I'm not with my wife anymore. Yeah, it's not like you weren't talking about my mistress.
No.
I like your mistress. She's not like that yappy whore you have at home.
Yeah, I keep calling her sophisticated, like I'm comparing them.
You're calling my mistress sophisticated. No, but I told my wife, I was like, okay, I got to tell my wife. I was waiting for the divorce to not be finalized, but I wanted her to, because I gave her an offer, like two offers. I was like, do you want this or this? And they were both good deals. Like both of them, she goes like, both of them are like winning fucking Lotto 649. Like she's going out a millionaire.
Oh, yeah.
So both were good deals, but I wanted her to sign something before I told her about the new person. And before my new girlfriend. But finally I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to tell her. So I tell her, I go, hey, I just want you to know before you find out somewhere else. I met someone, and then she goes, do I know her? And I go, no. And then she goes, does she work in the business? Comedy? And I go, yeah. And then
technically.
And then she goes, does she work for Entourage, which is the name of her company? So I was like,
that's a good guess.
I was like, and she couldn't guess that. Like, there's a million companies. And I go, "Oh, you fucking bitch!" And then I just started laughing, and I was like, "How did you know?" And then
because Marina's like, "He's bragging that you're banging her."
No, and then she told, like, she used her name, so I know that she. And I have no idea how she found out. No idea how she found out. Someone told.
Someone
her.
Told her from here.
Yeah, someone told her. Yeah, yeah. And but like she knew her name, she knew.
God damn.
And yeah, so she knew everything.
The funniest thing would have been like, "I watched the podcast." Yeah.
But she told me too. Like she said, because I met my girl when I was in Jamaica. Because like when I went to Jamaica with a bunch of friends, she was one of the people there. But we didn't hook up. We just talked, and like I didn't even think I had a shot with her. I wasn't even interested because I wasn't, you know, I didn't want someone new at that time. But when I came back, my wife told me, she said, "When you came back, you kept on saying how nice she was and how smart she was and how her kids were amazing." And she was like, "You were fucking going on." And I was like, "Really? I didn't remember that." And then my girlfriend told me.
You're like a little schoolgirl.
That when she told her ex-husband that we were together, he was like, "Fuck, when you came back, she had talked about me." The whole time.
Shit.
She was like, "C'est une découverte, and he's so amazing, and he's so smart, and he's funny, and he's generous." Yeah, so
not
it was
like you.
Yeah, not like you, you bastard.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's so, actually kind of cute.
Yeah, so the kids have a better father now.
Yeah, it's good. They got an upgrade. Oh, so this is like, okay, so she's cool with it. So
she's cool
fine.
With it. And then I didn't talk to her for like 5 days after. And I just texted her today because she told me something because she's getting the country house. And she was like, "I think I'm going to put up a pool in the backyard, like to be next to the St. Lawrence there. River." Yeah. So I was like, "Oh, that's amazing." She goes, "Yeah, it'll just be a above ground pool."
No,
and I was like,
ground.
"That's disgusting. Yeah. You're going to look like a stupid redneck."
Yeah.
And then she was sad. And I was like, "You're fucking ruining. You're ruining the house." And then
no.
I left. And then
look, you a little overreacted, but your point was correct.
But then I
devalue the house.
I texted her today because I was thinking, I was like, maybe above ground pool, if you put a deck all around it and you get a square, they have square above ground pools now. So they look like an in-ground pool.
Don't
so,
justify it, Mike. You need an in-ground pool.
No, but well, if because where she is, she can't do an in-ground pool because it's too close to the water. So they won't let you dig.
Okay.
So I told her. Like, I texted today, and I was like, "Look, I'm sorry I said it was stupid. It's just because I thought you meant you were going to put an above-ground pool like a goddamn fucking trailer park person," which is what she was going to do. But I said, "But now I get that you wanted to have a nice deck like this," and then I sent her pictures.
And then dummy.
I go, and that's amazing. What a good idea. And then she wrote back. She was happy. She was like, "Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Thank you for coming. I think my great ideas.
Yeah, so she was happy, and then I was happy because I keep forgetting that, like, technically I'm giving her an amazing deal, but I'm a white man in 2023, so she can fuck me. Like, if we go to court, I'm so fucked.
You randomly at night would just yell out the N-word. Yeah. I don't know why.
God damn.
Yeah. Did you see today, fucking speaking of white men, people were angry that Johnny Depp is at the Cannes Film Festival.
What?
Because they were like, he was accused of rape and battery.
But he didn't do any of that.
And
he
you're like,
exonerated.
When you listen to the fucking testimony of Amber Heard and him,
she was the aggressor.
She's fucking crazy.
Yeah,
she's a crazy person. She shit in his bed and bit his finger off.
Yeah, and
you know how fucking
in the face.
Insane that is?
Yeah.
But she bit a finger off. Yeah. That's insane. That's fucking insane. And people are like, he was accused of rape.
When are we going to stop being so mean to victims?
Yeah, I don't know.
This poor guy went through it. He won in court. And still they're being... I guess people don't listen to the whole story.
Yeah.
They hear that it was in court and then they never checked in again.
Yeah, because at first when they said they were like, there's a... What? There's a controversy.
Are you fucked in the head, bro?
I'm sorry.
Dry heaving.
I'm sorry. It's just...
He's looking at pictures.
What do we look at? I don't even want...
Oh, that's a shit in the back.
Yeah,
okay,
that's Amber Heard.
But they,
why would you even look that up?
Today when they were announcing that there was a controversy, I'm listening to the radio, and they're like, Johnny Depp is involved in a controversy because of his new movie, a Cannes Festival. And then they played and it's a French movie because he's lived in France for like 30 years.
Okay.
And he's playing, like it's a story, like I don't know from what year, but he plays the king of France. So I was like, oh, it's probably a scandal. People are pissed that an American is playing a French king. So I was like, okay, yeah, I get it. That's how we are now. But it's not even that. They're like, okay, we got a French king with an American accent. No problem. But he was accused of rape and found not guilty. Very problematic.
So I have a serious question about these people. What about Roman Polanski, who legit raped and lives there?
And a child.
And a child and lives yeah. there. And that's,
he's in Switzerland,
cool.
though. Switzerland okay. is cool with that.
What about the other guy? The weird guy.
Rapey.
Rapey McRaperson.
What's his name? Woody Allen. Rapey Woody Allen. Yeah. Yeah. Woody Allen. They're cool
Woody,
with Woody
and
Allen.
He's not even in Europe, right? He's still in New York.
No.
I think is he in Switzerland,
I think
too?
He went to France.
Okay.
And what about the biggest... Can is filled with sex workers during this time.
Yeah, no.
And not all of them yeah. are there by their own volition.
Yeah.
How come that's cool?
But the I think the scandal, though, when I didn't really look into it much, I think it's just American bloggers. It's just... It's the same people, the same nine people that are offended by everything. I think people in France don't give a fuck.
I don't think they care.
Yeah. Even regular people don't give a fuck.
I forgot about... I like Johnny Depp, but I forgot about the whole yeah. thing. And now you brought it up.
Yeah, when I found out he was at Cannes, I was like, oh, that's amazing. And I heard him doing a Frenching. I was like, oh, that's weird, but kind of cool. That, yeah. And I was surprised. Like, he speaks really well. But he was married to a French lady, and he lived in France, so I guess it's normal that he can speak.
I like that he learned.
Yeah.
Some people won't put the effort.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I was thinking about something that's going to sound retarded to both of you, but it's just weird. I was thinking, you know how, because you could sing, so you I saw you in concert 2 weeks ago, and then there was that show here you did in Quebec. It was on TV, and you went, you sang, and everybody was impressed and all that. I was thinking of something. I was like, if I'll have to save my life
mm-hmm. and sing.
Sing a song well, what song would it be? And I was driving, and I was like, I would die. Because I could sing a lot of songs, none of them well.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, I'd get killed for sure. Like, I was thinking about it. I go, there's no way I could. I don't know how to sing. I can't sing.
When you were younger, would you sing in the shower?
All the time.
And then, like, you'd be like, hey, this sounds kind of good. And then
No. Unlike you, I'm not delusional.
Okay.
I knew it was bad.
Well, oh, really? Because yeah. I would sing aloud sometimes, like, when I was... And then I'd record it, and then hey! Like,
no, I didn't need to record. That's what I'm saying. I never had it. I knew that I loved it. I love music. I love singing. But I knew that's not where my skills lie.
Yeah.
Everyone can sing, though. Like, but you need some people. Like, I have a cousin. He was the worst singer I've ever heard in my life. And he
thank you for the compliment.
He was a really good musician, though. He was a professional drummer. And then he knew how to play piano, knew how to play guitar. And then he was like, I'm going to university to study music. And I was like, okay, that's good. What are you going to study? And then he said singing. And I'd heard him sing, and that's the only thing he couldn't do. Everything else he could do except for singing. And then he learned how to sing, and he legit sings really well.
Really?
Like, he's
God
not,
damn.
He doesn't have, like, a cool voice. You know how, like, singers, like, I don't know how to sing, but I kind of have a cool
yeah,
voice.
Yeah, the raspiness.
Because I yell, you yeah. know, and I've a lot of emotion, and I look angry.
Yeah.
But he sounds just perfect. Like, he sounds like kind of like a... A music, you know, musicals. You know how they sing, like kind of Broadway.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's perfect pitch. Everything's perfect, but it's just kind of annoying. So that's how he sounds. But he has an amazing voice. But so you could get to that for sure, just with a couple lessons.
Maybe, God, but by the time that happens, the offer would have been done, yeah. and I would have been killed.
You don't think they'd go, look, you have to sing, or else we're going to kill you.
In a year.
Here's 4 years.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah call a teacher.
Yeah, they won't give you the time. That's the problem. Fuck. If it was on the spot, I was thinking yeah. about it. Go, there's not one. Not
you could
single.
Rap. Maybe you could rap.
They'll let me rap, you think?
yeah, Maybe. Well, technically.
I could rap.
But it is a song. Yeah,
it no, is no, a song.
Rapping I could do. I could rap.
Yeah.
But it's not the same as singing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Bro. Yeah.
No, that's yeah, why, singing that's is why nice. I would save my life. Rap, it would prolong it for 3.5 minutes, and they'd be like, all right, shoot him. We're done with the song, yeah. shoot
Yeah, goddamn, yeah.
That'd
singing
be a
nice.
Weird, if that could happen for real, people would fucking learn how to sing.
Oh, yeah,
if everyone could sing. If you saw the news, goddamn, yeah. a man was executed because he was kind of pitchy.
Yeah, yeah. Like, what? This is commonplace now in Montreal. This is a common thing.
Learn how to sing.
You goofy bitch. Yo, yeah. I was doing another podcast, and I brought up a story, and I'm going to try to work it out on stage because I never thought about singing on stage, but I think it's funny. It's about, you're going to enjoy this. It's about when I was younger because, you know, Le Fallop is about sexual stuff.
Yeah.
We're talking about, do your parents talk about sex? And I'm Greek, so no, sex doesn't exist. You never talk about it with your parents. But what I remember was when we were in high school, we were all in my buddy's basement, and it was me, Milton, Viron, Alex, we were five of us. And we were watching, I think it was Pulp Fiction or something like that. And then my friend was house is his dad comes down, and he sees us. He's like, "What are you? It's all the guys here." I'm like, "Yeah." What are you guys watching? And he sees Pulp Fiction. He sees what's happening. He's like, I'll show you guys what you should be watching.
And he showed you porn?
And then he leaves, and then he got another VHS, and we looked at each other, me and my buddy, and we're like, yo, is this guy going to show us porn? I'm not watching porn with some old man. Like, this is crazy, yeah, you know? But he pops in the tape, and it was a Handycam recording of an exorcism in a church.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's like, watch this, because these movies, they're going to get you possessed by the devil. Like, it took a whole 180.
Oh, what
like,
a...
lunatic shit.
I thought he was going to be a sexual weirdo, same. But he's just a weirdo.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
Yeah. And it was just like, oh, ah, like, and people holding down a woman, and she's yelling and screaming. They're like, this is going to happen if you keep watching this shit. The devil. And it was all devil shit, and we're like, what the fuck is happening, bro? We were just trying to watch a movie. This is crazy.
God damn.
Yes, I want to talk about it on stage.
Yeah.
I want to, but it was such a wild turn.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's going to show us a porno. And then it was Handicap. Like, this guy shot a fucking whole movie. Bro.
So,
and was your mom get banged? And it wasn't. It was just a.
Do you think this guy filmed it himself?
No, he got the tape. Apparently, it's a black market back in the day for those kind of tapes.
Who buy it? Jesus Christ.
Fanatic. Was this the one that.
It costs.
People can collect Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
Some people collect exorcism VHS. He had a limited edition.
Was this the exorcism? Did this exorcism happen in that church, the blue one?
I don't know if that, I heard about the one, the blue one too, but yeah. I don't know if it's that the one that, I can't remember what he popped in. I just remember me and Vera,
the
rest were like kind of mesmerized, and me and him looking at each other being like, this is retarded.
Yeah, yeah, that's insane.
Yeah. I remember that, yeah.
I saw a thing today on the news that there's a church in Africa that the leader, he convinced everyone that the end of the world was coming.
Yeah.
So it's like a group suicide. But usually when it's a group suicide, they drink like Kool-Aid or they find a way, like they lock them in a building and set it on fire. But these people starve themselves to death.
That's painful for no
reason. Yeah, painful. And plus the leader told the people, everyone has to die and then I'll be able to meet Jesus and then I'll tell him to bring you back from hell. So he was eating. So he's just a big fat tub of shit. Eating while these people are starving to death.
Did he believe it or he was just trying to kill these people?
I don't know. But did he
kill himself in the end?
No, he never killed himself. He's just a fat guy in prison now.
That's insane.
Yeah, yeah.
That's wild.
He was so far too... Like they were saying, at first, like only the children died because I guess children aren't fat enough to go without food for a while. Plus Africa, you know, they're thinner. So a bunch of children died, and then they arrested him. They put him in jail, and then he got out of jail on bail. And then other people were dying. And then they were saying last week, Thursday, 159 people died. By Saturday, the count was up to 200, and now we're around 280.
God dang!
So I have comments. Number one, black on black crime, legendary.
Yeah.
Number two,
those gangs in Africa are very gangs, poor. Bro, fucking. Yeah.
But number two, what the fuck? How can we really blame him? These are adults. Dummies.
Yeah.
Like if I tell you, Poseidon, you have to starve yourself, you're going to meet Jesus, and you're like, okay, and you die. How the fuck is that my fault? Yeah. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if the guy telling you is kind of chubby.
Yeah. And he's like, don't worry, Jesus is going to help you. Like, yeah, you ask some questions.
You know what it is, though? Probably, like, in the village, it's probably a village with 700 people, and someone told him, you know, we only have food for 400 people, and he goes, I got an idea. We're good.
Yeah, this sounds like it's on purpose.
Yeah.
Dude, no, this was an accident.
No, but I mean, like, not on purpose, like, he did it by, I mean, like, it was... Like, he was fucking with, like, he wasn't, like, he didn't actually believe.
I think he's just full on insane.
Yeah, and he actually believes his lunacy.
But even if he believes it, like, if a crazy person tells me jump off the bridge and I'll go to heaven, if I jump off the bridge, I hope to God you guys do not sue him. I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it is very stupid. Yeah.
That's very dumb.
Fuck, yeah.
Especially when everyone around you is dying.
But they were saying, like, this... I forget what country it is. I shouldn't written it down because I'm just saying Africa, like, it's a big fucking
Zambia.
Country. But some... And they were saying in the same country last year, there was another preacher. And this guy was... He didn't even tell people in his own church. He's like a televangelist, so he's on YouTube. So it's all Africans watching him on YouTube.
Holy shit.
So imagine, you're fucking, you have the internet and you're not eating. Because some crazy man on YouTube.
Instead of Uber eating.
What's that?
I think it's Kenya.
Could be Kenya.
Yeah, it says 73 Kenyan cult members starved to death.
Okay, so I guess that's old news because they were up to 200 something.
And the Kenyans, they know how to run. They could have went somewhere else where food is available.
I think it's Kenya.
And there was, yeah, there's.
But they haven't updated on the deaths.
There's a very, very shoddy work on the internet. But yeah, there was another guy in a village close to that. That him last year, he killed 700 of his people died because he told him the end of the world was coming. Everyone had to die. He locked the door of his church and set the place on fire. Jesus, so everyone Christ. Died. Even the guy that said, you know, the world. Yeah, it's so at least he believed it.
But what made him believe that? Do they ever write that? Like, I saw X thing and I think it's
it'd be
the
amazing
world.
If it's just a candid camera show that went wrong.
I thought it was it was just a prank. He's yelling. They're all screaming. He's like, it's a prank.
Right. The 200-something, the death toll now, and more than 600 still missing.
600 still missing.
Yeah, so Jesus. It may be more than... Yeah, we may be looking at 800 motherfuckers fucking...
That's insane,
yeah,
bro.
It's what? Crazy.
Human God, beings that's are
he's
stupid.
A yeah.
That's a, literally a nation. That's a village filled with atoms.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, 100%.
That's if Adam was a whole village.
Yeah.
I had, speaking of Africans, I'm hosting a show this weekend.
Yes.
At the, there's a festival called Exclam, and it's the best comedians, best French comedians in the world. So it's the best comic from Morocco, the Cameroon. Best comic from Cameroon, the best comic from Belgium, blah, blah, blah. And there's one comic, there was an African comic that was booked that he was going to do it in his mother tongue that isn't French or English. And so they, and you know how when Trump used the term shithole country,
yeah,
everyone was like, that motherfucker, they are not shithole countries. Yeah, we have to respect everyone and blah, blah, blah. And especially the Canadian government that's so fucking woke and we're all the same. The Africans that were on my show.
Shithole countries. There's countries that are shithole.
There are shit. If you travel, everything that we used to call the third world
is
a shithole.
Yeah.
They're all shitholes.
Yeah.
But yeah, two of the comics from Africa, when they showed up at the border, the Canadian government didn't let them in because they were afraid they wouldn't leave.
Very woke of them.
Yeah, very woke. One of them was from the Cameroon. So, and he's like... one of the biggest stars in the Cameroon, but he probably doesn't make that much money. So maybe he would have liked living in Quebec. But
he
even then,
he would have stayed here illegally. No, that's
I don't
insane.
Think. But the other guy is a South African guy named Jason Goliath, who's a huge star
that's a
over
good
there,
name.
And he an amazing name. He's the owner of the Goliath Comedy Club. They have four comedy clubs. He has a TV show. He's a millionaire.
So he's a bum.
He's a millionaire, and they're afraid that a millionaire is going to move to a country where it's hard to make money doing comedy.
Yeah, because he's a bum.
Yeah.
With his
they're
millions.
Fucking crazy.
What, and they send them back?
They send them back.
Okay, that's super racist.
Yeah.
But that's why. But you brought up a good point, because Trump, he said that, and they're like, no, it's not true. But then they all treat these people from other countries
like
that.
Shit.
Yeah, they're like, get the fuck out of here. We have enough blacks.
Yeah.
That's fucking
yeah.
crazy, bro. How come I didn't hear about this? This should be in the news here.
It's because Michelle called me like 20 minutes ago.
Oh, it's fresh news.
Yeah, and he goes, look,
so this is breaking news.
There aren't going to be any Africans on the show.
Why don't you get a Greek French comic? I think I'm the best Greek French comic.
Yeah.
Find me another one. Exactly.
But they were like, he was like, there aren't any Africans on the show. Like, I was going to be like, what? Fuck it. That's a deal breaker. Like,
but it is fucking racist.
It's just
shit.
Super racist. But now what they're doing, there's a guy from Iraq that's in the country.
That's not Africa.
Illegally. So and then he's a comic. He's a LA guy. So he does it in French and English.
Okay.
So they're gonna get him to do a set in a I guess is Iraqi language, or they speak Arabic.
Arabic.
Okay.
Yeah, they have their own dialect.
So wait, hold on. I have a question. So the guys that were coming in legally, they didn't let them in.
They didn't let them in.
But the guy that's here illegally.
No, he's already here legally.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I heard illegally. Yeah. Oh, okay, okay, okay.
No,
sorry.
No, I was just saying.
Sorry.
No.
Oh, okay.
In case he gets arrested. No, he's here.
Yeah. Oh, okay, okay. Because I was, I got so confused.
It wasn't dark enough. They're like, all right, you, whoa. That is crazy racist.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
I hope the newspapers pick up on this and put them on blast. This is nuts, because they're not even random people. These are successful comics. We're going to do a gig.
They're the best, they're like, yeah, they're the biggest stars in their country. and we're treating them like they're fucking sneaking through the bushes to get in the country.
The best is the millionaire.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like I met him in Switzerland, and he comes to Just for Laughs sometimes just to hang out. So he can afford to fly first class just from South Africa just to hang out because he likes being with other comics.
God damn.
And they're like, this motherfucker.
He's embarrassing.
Plus, we're in a era that we don't have enough workers. So having an African come here illegally, at least I'll fucking get service in a restaurant.
Yeah, everyone's complaining about that. Guido's working at a place and he goes, they're doing great, but the dining room is still closed because they don't have enough staff.
Yeah.
I told Poseidon to go. He's like, oh, I can't serve meals without eating them.
You got my ex-wife's restaurant on the South Shore was always full, and they had to close because they didn't have staff. Yeah,
they're nuts.
Yeah,
yeah. And a lot of what these kids are doing nowadays, what I've heard, I don't know how true it is.
The Africans?
No, just random national. I don't know the nationalities.
The kids, the sexy ones.
Yeah, exactly. At like 18, 19, what they do is they get a full time job and they work for like 3, 4, or 5 months, and then they get fired on purpose just to collect unemployment for a year. So it does.
So if you work for 5 months, you could get a year's worth of unemployment.
I think a year or 8 months or something like that. That's still a terrible system. So like let's say it's 4 months and 8 months unemployment. You work 4 months, 8 months off. 4 months on, 8 months off. That's nuts, bro.
I know here at Bordel, like sometimes people will call. Like in the old days, if you had to work on Tuesday, you showed up on Tuesday because you're like, if I don't show up, I'm gonna get fired.
Yeah.
But now we have some people that call like. Their shift starts at 7. They call it 6:40, and they go, "Yeah, I'm not coming in today. How come? I don't feel like it."
Holy shit!
Yeah, Shal is freaking out because Shal is always like, "Fuck, I have to replace these motherfuckers." So he's working like crazy. He has to sometimes be a waiter. Sometimes he's a fucking door guy.
In no job have I ever been able to do something. That's crazy to me.
No. It's because we're from another era.
So you have to work between 420 and 700 hours. So that's
which is only 10 weeks, like 11.
400 hours is 10 weeks.
Yeah.
So 448.
That's not.
Yeah, I was right. 4 months. They work 4 months.
Four months
is how many weeks? 448.
10 weeks is only 2.5 months.
Yeah, exactly.
Like yeah, so 2.25 months.
God 5 months.
Yeah.
And then you're off for another 5?
Yeah.
But then if you're only working 5 months on and off, you're always getting these shit jobs, though.
Yeah.
So you're 5 months
and you're never getting a lot of money.
Yeah, but what they do is they'll focus on school and stuff like that.
I don't think these people are focusing on school if they're doing that. That's too scammy.
Yeah.
And plus, how it is now with rent, the price? Like
skyrocketing.
A lot of people that work full-time can barely afford the rent.
Yeah.
So how the fuck are you affording your rent if you're on...
I think these are people that live at home with their parents.
Yeah.
But these are the moments. If you listen to this and you live at home, take advantage. Work your ass off now that you don't have real expenses.
Save money.
Save like crazy because when the next crash happens, you could buy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next crash is coming, I heard. I don't know how true it is.
They've been saying that. I don't know. Honestly, I've been seeing so much information. I don't know what the fuck to believe anymore.
Yeah. I had my dad, but he's 93 and he lives in a home. And he told me it was this summer.
Coming up?
Yeah, he goes, yeah, someone told me it's this summer. And I was like, you live in a home with everyone has dementia. So your sources aren't that trustworthy.
He's like, you're right, Mike. It could have been last summer. I don't know. Like, I'm not.
He said that someone told me this summer. The summer of 82 is going to be a very bad crash.
Summer of 82.
Just speaking of this summer, the festival's here. What I find weird and kind of sad is that it's the last gala ever in French. Which is very sad. Like I was, because I was on the website because I was making the poster for the shows this summer, and I felt sad because it said the ultimate gala. And I don't know why, like sadness came over me. I was like, that kind of sucks.
And plus the French galas. Used to be like it was the Quebec Tonight Show.
Yeah.
Like people, I know guys that if you got a standing ovation at a gala in the 90s, you went from making like 20,000 a year to 200,000 a year.
It's crazy.
Like it made your career. And the funny thing is, everyone dreamt of doing a gala, and then as soon as you didn't have to audition for a gala anymore, no one wanted to do it.
Really?
Because they're like, no, I'm good. I'm famous already. I'm good. Like I was one of the only guys that kept doing it year after year, even though it didn't bring me anything. And then eventually I just stopped like everyone else.
Well, you were busy too.
Yeah, I was, yeah.
So now this, they've officially said this is going
to
be the last one.
Yeah, and see, they tried to book me, and I wanted to do it because it's the last one. So, but I told them I don't have any TV-friendly material, so I gave them a bit that isn't TV-friendly. And they were like, no, this, we can't use this on TV. So we even told them, we said, we'll do it for free. Just, and don't show it on TV. And then they were like, no, but it has to be for TV. And then I realized, okay, that's why the galas are dead. It's because you guys are doing TV tapings and not shows.
Yeah.
So.
But that's how the galas used to make people explode here, right? It was because of TV.
Yeah.
But now, even if they do it for TV, what channel is it for?
And it's not even, like, it used to be on Radio Canada, there was a big channel, or it was on TVA, or one of the two big channels. It was on one channel, then it went to the other, and now it's on Nouveau, which is like a shitty streaming little Bell channel.
Yeah, it's like a sub.
Yeah, yeah, so it's a basically like if you're on fucking, you know, the Food Network.
Yeah, I don't know how they dropped the ball on this.
Yeah.
Like the guy who used to have it, Gilbert Rozon, who, because of sexual harassment. Was it sexual harassment or rape that they got rid of him? Sexual misconduct.
It was sexual misconduct. I think he got accused of rape, but he was never found guilty.
So all we could talk about is misconduct.
Yeah, yeah.
So he committed sexual misconduct, but he ran a good business. Yeah. Everyone was making money.
Yeah.
Which begs the question, how much sexual misconduct should you be able to get away with?
That's a very good question.
I think we found the number, and it's whatever he was doing. That was
a lot of those
that was
guys.
A perfect balance.
That's funny. That's clever.
Like, I wonder. I was thinking about that though, about him. Like how, because he, it's because of him that people like me make money. And I'm not when I say people
sexual
like
misconductors.
Me, it sounds like a fellow rapist. But no, but it's like he. Like when he first started the festival, the French comedy in Quebec wasn't a thing. So it was like people were doing like shitty little bars and they were making like 15 grand a year. And then he turned those guys into celebrities that were making like a couple hundred thousand a year. But he produced everyone. And if you weren't produced by him, you were poor as fuck. But then other producers came around and then they started like building careers too. But all of those people, if it wasn't for him, no one had exist. So when I came around, I was never with Gilbert. I never signed with him. But he built an industry that I fucking took every advantage that he built. Right? So if it wasn't for him, I'd still be a comic, but I'd be a comic that makes like 35,000 a year or 20 or whatever. Like I'd still be doing this, but just in a... I was gonna say
he did more good than bad. Yeah. Is what you're saying?
Yeah, I was gonna say I'd be doing the same thing, but in a shittier apartment. But I live in a one bedroom now.
But
so
it's a nice one.
It's a nice one. Yeah, yeah.
It's very nice.
So him leaving kind of, I guess, put a power vacuum, and instead of people being like, "All right, he's gone, so we're not gonna sexually misconduct people. You know, we're not gonna sexualize people. We're not gonna touch them. However, we're gonna run the business like he did, solid, make everyone money." Mm. It feels like the people who got it were not equipped,
yeah,
and they were like, "Oh," and they ran it into the ground.
Yeah, well, it's like they did everything that, because a lot of those guys, like he, like the predators, like he was a sexual predator, but he was also a business predator. Yeah. So I think being a business predator is a good thing. Like you need a guy that goes into a meeting with the TV people and goes, "This is what we're going to do. We're doing this. No, I don't think so. Look, fuckface.
Yeah.
That's this, what we're doing. Like you need to
but we
bully.
We need to have like something around his cock, metal.
Yeah, yeah.
Make sure he doesn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't do it. We need to treat him like a wild. He needs just go to the meeting.
Like those dogs with the muffles.
We're going to unlock your cock later.
Yeah. Like that, yeah, he needs the thing.
The chastity belt.
The chastity belt. Belt. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for.
We're gonna let
your
cock loose at night, bro, and only adults. That's what we have to do. Yeah. That would have been the smart move. They should have let me take care of him.
We're gonna let your cock loose. Look, sign this TV deal. We're letting your cock loose for 20 minutes.
For 20 minutes? And we got the ladies. They're all of age and they're consensual.
Yeah.
They're consenting adults. I would have set it all up, but no.
That's funny.
We ruined it for everyone.
Yeah. Ruined it for everyone.
But on the English side, it's been going downhill for a while. But I don't know if
it hasn't changed though. Like no, I think
they run
it's
the same?
Yeah, I think it's going good. I think it's the because the TV has kind of been dead for for a long time on the English side, but it's they still have like the Comedy Network in Canada. They don't tell anything to the States. Like when I first moved to Montreal, the galas used to be on CBC and Showtime.
Ooh.
So it was fucking amazing. Like if you got a gala, and in the old days, Showtime, people listened to it in the States. Big, yeah. It was black HBO.
Yeah.
So you were famous in Canada and with black people in
the
States. That's
the only place I want to be famous.
Yeah, exactly.
Canada and every other nation's black people. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
Happy.
Exactly.
I win.
You're Canada's Steve Harvey.
Yeah. I am Montreal's favorite black comedian. That's been proven.
Yeah.
time and again, we have the statistics to prove it. They all signed off on me being allowed to say that. So no, they used to have so many options, and now it feels like even my friends, the younger ones who I was happy for, they got like young guns, the new faces.
Yeah.
But they gave them New Faces Canada. So they made a subcategory.
That sucks.
And that doesn't put you anywhere.
Nah.
So it's little things like that I don't like. Yeah. I feel like they should build the stars of tomorrow here so that the business exists in the future because they could work with them and make money with them in the future. Now it feels more like they're just renting established names who come in here, sell, and a lot of times they don't even sell because we know them, they're comics, but they're not big ticket sellers here. And it doesn't help because then what happens is these guys, as they get bigger, they're going to get big enough, like our friends that we know that are very big that don't even come to festival anymore because they're like, well, I don't need it.
Yeah.
I'll come when I want. So you have to build your own stars. It's like a sports team. You need your farm team.
Yeah.
You grow it and you have your stars.
And plus,
tomorrow.
If you build the stars, they want to come back.
Yeah.
Like Chappelle keeps doing the festival. And Louis, like he... have they had him back since the Me Too?
No.
And they should, because he's back everywhere. And Louis, like, he used to come do the festival for free. Like, the last time I hosted the Nasty Show, he did four sets for free. And he got on, he paid for his plane ticket. He
just wanted to come do it.
He just wanted to come do it. So, because he was like, I, just for laughs, supported me when I needed money, when I needed exposure, they were there. So now that I can help them, I'm here for them.
Well, let's see if we can give him a hand.
Yeah.
Not like jerking off. I just mean like to...
The way you said it, though. Give him a hand.
Make it happen, because that would be cool to have him here.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
I think we're going to do... we were talking to them... Michelle, my manager, was talking to them about doing the warm-up shows for the galas at the Bordel.
I heard that's heated negotiations.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
I like that your boy's negotiating hard. It makes me laugh. Michelle, we don't give him enough credit. He's a shrewd negotiator, the cocksucker.
Yeah, he's a business predator.
He's but his cock is never loose.
Yeah.
No, for real, never had any misconduct.
No, of course. No,
I was even like this morning, I did
he
a radio.
Rate more.
I did a radio thing. I did a radio thing, and the publicist that was there, she was hired by the festival that all the Africans are stuck at the border. And she was telling me, she used to be a Just for Laughs person.
Oh.
And she was like, when I started, she was like, she goes, since everyone knows that I work in comedy and all of my clients are white men, she goes, they're all like, oh, they're all sexual predators. And she goes, none of them are sexual. She goes, there are some, but they all got called out. She goes, I spend my days with guys like Michel, your manager. He's
like a teddy bear.
No one, he would molest no one.
No.
He doesn't want to molest anyone. And it was funny having her yell.
For the record, he has been molested 3 times by different executives.
Yeah.
So we should put that up. He's the victim. He's like, I don't molest people because everybody had just last raped me.
Yeah.
We got to lock up his dick for different reasons.
We got to lock up his dick.
Yeah, we got to protect his penis.
It's too delicious.
Yeah, there you
go. They're all delicious. They all want that juicy Michelle cock.
He's got the delicious cock. That's how he negotiates with Just for Laughs. He goes, if you want a little taste.
He dips it in their coffee.
No. When they're done, he's like, look, Michelle, you have nothing more to offer us. I don't think we're going to do this. And it's just quiet and all
you hear is zip.
And they're like, God damn it.
Oh, shit.
He keeps doing this to us.
That's so funny.
Yeah, no, most people are good. It sucks that you get every group gets sucked into the worst of that group.
Yeah.
So that's what happens to black people in the States. they get sucked into. If there's a crime in the ghetto, it's all black people. Greeks, after the economic crisis, the whole world collapsed. Nobody,
yeah, we don't pay taxes.
Yeah. Like, it sucks that we haven't evolved to the point of being like, no, this person
did you
this.
Think he was talking about taxes?
What?
Because he was like, you're like Greeks, and he was like, that we don't pay taxes?
No, the economic crisis, okay. It wasn't about taxes. It was about the...
Oh no, but they keep saying that too.
Okay. Yeah. About you.
Stupid German banks in Greece.
No, Greeks don't pay taxes. Okay. It's a whole thing.
It's a dumb stereotype because they actually... Yeah. It's a stereotype that I love, but statistics-wise, they actually work more hours than all the rest of the Europeans, just that they party hard. And they do pay their taxes, but you know, we try to get away with whatever the fuck we can. Here, allegedly, Greeks wouldn't pay taxes. so all those, it sucks that we haven't evolved to like the arts. They all think that you're a rapist.
You know what happened though? Like, I think for the French comics in Quebec, it's because there was that list and of sexual predators, and there was a couple of articles that came out, and they said in the paper there are 21 comedians that are sexual predators. But it wasn't 21 comedians. It was 21 people in the comedy business. But
they weren't all rapey.
No, and people, if you hear 21 comics are rapists, and you're like, how many fucking comics are in Montreal? Like 25?
Yeah,
so you're like, is everyone a rapist except for four people? So it makes it seem like everyone's raping.
Yeah.
And of 20, there's like 500 comics, so 21 is only, it's still like 4%. Which is a lot, but of the 4%, they're not all rapists. Some of them are just fucking
creepy. Yeah, I remember one was, he kept looking at me.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you can't put him on the same list as
rapists. Yeah.
And plus, like, most people that get, that do comedy are either ex-bullies or ex-victims of bullies. Yeah. And victims of bullies, when they grow up, become creepy.
Yeah.
Because they're afraid of people, so they're just like, if they find you attractive, they'll just stare at you. Yeah. And you'd be like, this is a fucking weirdo.
Nice hair. Yeah. You're going on a list.
You're going on a list, fuckface.
Yeah, I learned, because I have a lot of autistes around me, even before comedy. So I learned to understand what, the autisms, like the spectrums. So to me, it's always been like, oh, it's weird. Like, I never thought, like, I know that they're not doing it on purpose. Like, there's comics that we know that they're just weird. They just stare at you. And I know they're not trying to bang me.
Yeah.
It's just they don't know how to socialize.
They're introverts.
So yeah, I'm cool. Who gives a fuck? I'm not gonna put on a list. Be like, hey, this guy keeps looking at me. Yeah. I know why he's looking at me, because he's scared to say the wrong thing.
Yeah.
They think everything is a pitfall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
I think, and plus, like, you're a big dude, so a little weirdo staring at you. You're not like, he's gonna suck my dick, and I'm not gonna be able to push him away.
Well, I'm unzipping. Don't suck my dick. No, I'm pulling off you, bro. No. It's so stupid. I would never do that to somebody. That's very mean. To do that to someone that you know they're autistic, and you write that they're in a list that they're rapists, oh, that must suck.
Yeah.
Except for Adam. That happened to him once and I left.
Did he get called he got called out?
Yeah, but
because he was staring at a lady.
The university.
Yeah, the girl.
The college. Yeah.
She called the security.
What was the story again?
He kept, so he wanted to go out with her, I guess. He found her attractive, but she did not reciprocate those feelings.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then he kept following her. And then at one point, he cornered her.
I don't know
her.
Why I'm laughing.
He cornered her. She was going downstairs, and he cornered her.
Ah, oh, what a
And he was like, come on, what's good? Why? And this, that. And then she panicked so much. She's like, I can't. The guy's following me. He cornered me. So she called security. And then he's like, what's the problem? What's that? You can't corner people? You can't follow people? Is there a law that says you can't follow people into a corner?
You can't corner people.
Yeah, you know how he gets?
You can't corner people.
You know how he gets? Everything's an argument and everything.
That was his argument. He's like, there's no law that says I can't follow people into a corner. Who says I can't follow people into a corner? Seriously, get out of here.
Yeah. God, you can't corner people. Jeez,
and he had mysteriously gotten her phone number or some shit.
Remember? Oh, yeah. Then he's like, I can call you. She's like, no, I don't want to give my number. He's like, I have your number. And she's like, that's not what you should be telling me, because I never gave you my number.
What a weirdo. Oh, jeez, poor girl.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And now he's under house arrest.
Yeah.
For unrelated.
Unrelated, I was about to say.
So he's got to, like, so now if he does that, he has to corner someone in his house.
His mother.
Yeah,
his
mother. He can only corner his mother.
Just get away from me. What? So there's now, no law against this.
Did he move back in with his mom?
By royal decree, by court order, he's back in with his mom. That's where he has to do his...
Because where he lived technically wasn't an apartment.
Exactly, but I have one even funnier for you. He's already planned it. He already spoke. He speaks with the old landlord that shoved him in the boiler room. He said it on the last podcast, because he calls in. he's moving, once this is done, he's moving back there, but not in the basement. He's upgraded. Mm. He's moving into the guy's house with him.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
In the house, not the attic.
Not the
attic.
Oh, wait, with the landlord?
Well, yeah, upstairs is the landlord's house, and then basement is where he would rent, but now he's moving upstairs with the landlord.
Oh, in the landlord's house.
Well, now it's going to be their home.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, unless Mike's right, and it's actually the third floor and is in an attic. That's also a possibility.
I think it was like six apartments in that building.
There you go.
Yeah, it was like multiple apartments when I had visited.
Crazy.
Yeah.
He's moving in with the guy.
He's leveling up.
Yeah, Jesus, he went from the basement to the boiler room. He leveled down.
Fucking the best life.
He went to his mom's house.
Yeah.
He committed his crime and now he's going up.
And does he have a job or he's
All right. Well, I guess since you brought it up, he was hired. He's doing the training for what is clearly a telemarketing scam. and he was allowed by his probation officer to do so. And I don't think he's going to sell any of his scam items. So it's like the SEO he's selling for. It's like what the Yellow Pages does.
Search engine optimization. Yeah.
So there's no way.
So
he's
who is he calling for search engine optimization?
Oh
so
my God! Is he?
Get a call.
Hold on.
You get a call. Hello, sir. Do you have a website? No. What, do you want a website?
Did he mention where this is? This company.
In Montreal.
But where?
He didn't say.
Is it the same company I used to work at?
I got you a job there.
Yeah. But actually sold stuff. Yeah. It's legit. But
search, like, that is...
He can't sell because also he doesn't take note. So let's say you're like, I don't have a website or my business is closed down.
Yeah.
A normal person would be like, oh, that's fine. I get it. Thank you. He'll be like, yeah, but don't you want to be in business again? What if you open up a website? You don't have pizzas now, but if you had a website with pizzas on it, people would be interested. You'll know how much interest is in pizza, and then you can do it. Like, that's so... people are going to go mental with him.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah,
because you got it. When you get a no, you just gotta be like, okay, next.
Yeah. He's not. He can't take no for an answer.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's no law against me talking you into a corner. Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
That's funny.
So he got that job, and he's like, yeah, my probation officer says it's cool, and I'm like, I don't think they know that this is a scam. Yeah. It's clearly a scam. It's a telemarketing scam. I used to work for telemarketing scams when I was
young. And plus, like, there's labor shortage, so he could get a like in the old days. You had to work. You had to work a telemarketing shit job if you want to work because there wasn't any jobs, but now like there's a million jobs he could do.
He could be CEO of something.
Yeah,
well, let's not go that far.
He could start his own business.
But then everything that there's labor shortage, like you don't want a guy like him being a waiter.
He can't do that.
Bartender.
No.
Yeah, fucking nurse.
What else?
Can't do that.
Oof.
Fuck, it's true. He can't do any of that shit.
Hold on, jobs that
parking attendant he can't do.
Yeah, he can't drive. He's going to run people over.
Holy fuck.
He could do, work in a that Lady Louise, you know.
Oh,
just,
yeah, at the kiosk.
Yeah, just
he could do that.
Oh,
he could do that.
He's very analytical. He'll be like, hold on, let me write your ticket.
That is truck drivers.
No, he can't do.
Warehouse personnel?
No.
No.
That's how they fired him.
Couriers? Oh, he could work for Canada Post and drop letters.
No, he
with
fucked
what?
That
he can't
up.
Drive? He, what's he going
to
do?
No, on foot.
There's no couriers on foot.
Of course there are. In the neighborhoods.
No, no, you're talking about mailmen.
Mailmen, yeah.
Yeah, because a courier
mailman.
No,
he can't be. I wouldn't have. He could be a mailman, though. If there's no car involved, then he just needs to walk with his shorts.
Yeah.
But the mailman has to drive to the neighborhood he's going to.
Yeah. Yeah, he
no, can. He could take the bus.
A you mailman's can't. Not, you've you never can't seen a mailman.
That's so dangerous.
Because he's got his
Amazon
truck.
Packages.
He's got his truck with all of the mail, and then he puts it in a bag, walks the street. And once he's done, he goes back to the truck, drives it to the next street, and then takes the mail.
Yeah, okay. Never mind. Hold on. Jobs that autists can do.
No, don't type jobs that, because it depends on the autist.
Yeah.
Mm. A grocery store.
He could become a grocery store.
No. He could work like, shelving shit.
Maybe he could put stuff on shelves.
Or a bagger. He could be a bagger. Is he too slow?
He's very slow.
Yeah.
Okay. I had there's a weirdo at the store I go to in Florida that I keep forgetting that he's a weirdo.
And you start the conversation.
But every time I walk by and he goes, "Hello, sir, can I help you with something?" And I go, "Yeah, I'm looking for eggs and then or whatever." And then he goes, "Come with me." And then he shows me like you got these eggs and these, and then I'm like, "Oh, fucking Christ. Why did I talk to him?"
And sir, did you ever find out what came first, the chicken or the egg? Ha 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 ha. Yeah, these types of weirdos. Yeah, there's a lot of those. They've been hiring more artists at the grocery stores.
Oh, he could walk dogs.
Are you fucked, bro? Who would trust him?
No, he can't.
I wouldn't trust him with a child or a dog.
He'd lose my dog.
Yeah. And he has
and
no
he's
grit.
Lazy too. That's
yeah. He's
issue.
Lazy. He has no grit. He'll never chase lazy, the dog. Yeah.
And plus, you know how dogs always end up looking like the owner. I'd be afraid that my dog would think that he's the owner, and then my dog would be like, "Hello, sir. Hello, yeah. sir. Do you want me to bark?"
Your dog's just bald for some reason. Bald. Let and us he, have it.
And he's like trying to sniff another dog's ass, and the dog's like, "I don't want." And he goes, "What? I can't sniff your ass?
Yeah, this is illegal. There's no law against me sniffing your ass.
Oh, that's funny.
I checked the law books."
I checked the law books.
That's the kind of stuff he says.
Yeah, yeah, he says insane stuff.
So he's the type of person, you know how you always see those videos that the cops will be like, "Okay, ma'am, can I see your driver's license?" "I don't need a driver's license to drive my car."
That's him.
Okay.
That's him.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, while he's on house arrest, he was looking to buy a car.
Oh, I wanted to kill him.
Mike's face.
But can he leave during the day or no?
He's
no.
allowed to leave 4 hours on Saturdays.
Okay, so he wanted to buy a car,
but he has to do official business if he leaves.
Yeah.
So he wanted to buy a car, and he's like, "So I could get around all week." And then we're trying to tell him, "You can't leave all week." That's part
does he
of-
does he have like a anklet, like a
I don't think so.
A leg bracelet or whatever
I don't
they call
so because he's not dangerous.
Okay.
I think they put those on. People
I think
who
he
are
is
dangerous.
Though.
Oh, he's dangerous, but he's Mr. Magoo dangerous.
Yeah. yeah.
Like he'll cause
he'll
an accident.
Accidentally murder someone.
Yeah, exactly. Not yeah. out of malice.
Yeah. He'll oh. drown someone when he was trying to wash him.
Yeah, yeah, that, yeah. That's the kind of stuff he would do. What?
Okay.
You know what he'd be good at?
Uh-oh.
Casino dealer.
Are you
he would be
retarded?
Horrible.
But not like one of those complicated, like something simple.
There's no simple deal.
Like a job yeah. at the casino, like
a
simple
job. And
you don't
want a creepy guy
at the casino.
Yeah.
He's going to creep out all the Asians.
Yeah.
You don't want that. That's fucking weird.
Fuck.
Could you imagine him as your dealer? Hit, sir, hit. He's just panicking. He's like, "Hit, did you say hit? Hit." Like,
and he punches a person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would argue.
You said you want to get hit.
Yeah, yeah, hold on. Help me understand.
I'm trying.
The customer asked me to hit him.
The customer is always
him.
Right.
The customer is always right. How am I the bad guy?
As much as.
That's how he speaks. How am I the bad guy?
I get what you guys are saying. It's just as much as the guy is a fucking dummy, I want to help him. You know what I mean? That's why I'm like brainstorming.
None of
shit.
These are jobs that he'd be qualified to do.
Yeah. yeah.
He'd be good for data entry, maybe.
Yeah.
I thought about that too. Data entry. A subtitle.
Assembling stuff.
You say a subtitle?
What do you call those guys that write subtitles?
Like the closed caption people?
Yeah.
So AI does all that now.
Fucking AI, bro. Taking jobs away from autistes.
He groans. He's too stupid. He's too lazy. Maybe assembling? Nah, not even. He's so fucking... It's so hard to find a job for this guy.
God damn, bro.
He got fired
maybe a butcher?
Dude, honestly...
Can he cut stuff
never
or
give
no?
him weapons.
You know...
He got fired from Doll... He's the first person I ever heard that got fired from Dollarama. The warehouse. He was just wandering around. And the owner came in, he's like, "Who's this guy?" And like, "It's the new guy, that's Adam." And like, fire him.
Okay, seriously, the only job where I think would keep him is a gas station clerk. There is such a shortage for gas station clerks.
True, but he'd get robbed every week.
Yeah.
No, they don't hold cash anymore. He would probably steal 20 bucks. But the thing is, there's such a shortage. What some employees do, I've heard stories because I've had friends with that have cousins benefits. Or friends that have gas stations, is they can see the employee taking a $20 bill every night, but there's such a shortage.
They'd rather
lose the $20 a night than have to hire somebody else. So they keep, like, let's say somebody full time.
3 weeks in, he would treat it as his house. It would be in the middle of the night. You'd see him walking around in his underwear, drinking from the bottle, eating chocolate.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, he'd be like, "But what? There's so many here. What, we don't share? We don't share. It's the first world. Yeah. We're not going to share. You're going to keep all these chocolates." That's his mentality. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I would go to that gas
station. I feel
station.
Like, yeah, because like they're hiring at like $18, $19 an hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's 18 bucks an hour?
Yeah, I've seen signs saying $18, $19 an hour. Yeah, because they have such a shortage.
Fuck.
I feel like I should walk in with him one time to one, try and get him a
you
job.
You can't, if you walk in with someone and go, this mental retard.
They'll be like,
no,
why are you here? I'm his agent.
No, like drop him off, wait at the corner
he's
or something.
High demand. Shell was looking for him. I wanted to give him a Petro-Canada for less.
Yeah. That's a funny sketch, actually.
Ultramar came in with quite the offer, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah. You're a headhunter for retarded people.
And don't get me started on Crevier.
They're very easy to headhunt because they have big heads. So they're easy to spot. We need a retard. That guy's got a big head.
There are headhunters I'm like a head collector. I collect these giant heads.
I'm a head spotter.
Yeah. It's not hard to spot. He's walking a mall. He's like, you there, mongoloid. You. God damn, mongoloid.
But I feel like not bring him in like and be like, hey, this guy's looking for a job.
It's weird. If you're with him.
No, like drop him off at the corner and wait for him. Like, so Adam,
at the corner, not even at the door. So you're.
No. So it doesn't seem like I, you know.
You can get a ride, though, to go to a job interview.
Yeah, you're allowed to.
It's not like, wait here.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. So I would drive to the gas station, wait in the car. You know, he hands his CV inside and I'd be like, so Adam, how did it go? Like, I'd guide him and be like, hey, I'm looking for a job, and then I tell him what to say. Don't argue.
What's on his CV? So if he only works at jobs for one day.
Oh, I have no
How
idea,
old is he?
Bro.
45.
And what has he done for a living? He worked one day at Dollarama?
He destroyed his father's company.
Okay.
A month after he inherited
okay.
it.
Okay.
That was fast,
Guidoed that business?
Yeah. They both guidoed their father's businesses.
Well, you know, Guido, at least it took like 2-3 years.
And a pandemic.
And a pandemic.
Yeah, that's
but fucking
yeah.
Adam.
Yeah, all Adam took was an initiative.
Yeah. So Guido, it wasn't even his fault. It's more the pandemic.
No, it was Guido's fault.
Yeah. It was also, it was a bit of both.
It was okay. 1,000,000%.
It was a concoction.
Fault. Yeah.
But if the pandemic hadn't hit, he would have probably lasted another 2 years,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the pizza place was so good.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah, he fucked it.
Oh, dude, I've been telling him. Well, we've been telling him for the longest time. Like, a pizza place is gonna open across the studio.
There's a place across the studio that's been empty for a while ago. That's a good spot for a pizza spot. Yeah.
Rent it.
I've been telling him the same
and
thing.
And now
too.
Someone opened a slice pizza store right there.
Yeah. And it's I met him today. It's an Indian dude. I ate there. I ate a slice.
And it's his mortal enemy. He was banging his girlfriend. Apparently,
he's banging.
Oh no! No, not the Indian guy.
Oh.
No, the Indian guy is renting the place.
Oh, the guy who owns the building.
It was the guy who owns the building that he was banging his wife.
It's
or some
so
shit.
Funny because he told us.
Allegedly, this is all alleged.
He goes, the reason why I couldn't go there, he goes, I knew you guys had a point, he goes, but I couldn't go there because I was accidentally fucking his wife. And then we're like, how do you accidentally fall into someone's vagina? And he goes, no, that was on purpose. He goes, what happened was the last time I was banging her, it was when I had my condo right in front. And then he's like, what are you doing? Like, you just hanging out in the neighborhood. She's like, no, I was across the street. And he's like, what do you mean? What are you doing across the street? Oh, it's my husband's building. And he's like, what? You have a husband?
Yeah. So but to be fair, that's not his fault.
It's not his
fault?
No.
But tell the husband.
Yeah. I would have told. But you know how Guido is. He's afraid of confrontation and shit.
Yeah.
I get him at the same time. But anyways, whatever. But yeah, I spoke to the other guy. And the guy, because his color scheme, it's kind of like Domino's or Pizza. You know, he's kind of.
Like his brownness.
What?
Is that where you got your
color scheme of the business.
Is the man more like the shirt or the t-shirt?
More like the pants.
Okay. Yeah, I gotcha.
No, but like he fixed up the place real nice. Like he put red bricks inside. It looks like a pizza joint. It doesn't look like
an Indian pizza joint.
No, it looks like he took a bit of
and
Domino's.
I like how you're saying it's amazing. The bricks are red. So he painted the
I'm sorry, my retardation is kicking in. It looks like he took a bit of Domino's, a bit of Pizza, and a bit of Double Pizza because he worked at all these places.
Okay. So the pizza
and
sucks.
And he combined them. No, the pizza was good. I had it. It's much better. It's not fast food pizza. It's like pizza
you
from
just
like...
You described three fast food joints.
Yes, but that's because he used to work. So the marketing, like the design
but
of everything.
All his pizza skills came from fast food pizza.
Yeah.
So it is fast food pizza.
But he is Indian, yeah. So they know pizza. They know good pizza.
Well, they make a fucking crazy naan bread, bro.
So his pizza.
Oh, is it pizza on naan bread?
That'd no, it's
be
not.
Amazing.
That's
though.
A good idea,
that'd
though.
Be, that'd
you
should, work.
You should market
yeah.
that.
Oh, naan pizza.
Go tell him that. The
tell him naan pizza.
Naan yeah.
The
pizza.
Best thing that could happen is the guy goes, I'm not Indian, bro.
No, he had an accent.
So?
His name is something meat.
What?
Like shack meat or whatever the fuck.
Shack meat.
I don't know, bro. I forgot his name. You told me his
Jack
name.
Meat.
I forgot. No.
Something like, meat.
Something meat. Are you sure he wasn't pointing at the pizzas? You want the one with meat?
Yeah.
And you're like, whatever the fuck your name is.
I forget his name. His name's something meat. His brother is something pepperoni.
He has his brother called Champignon.
Yeah.
And I'm Poseidon. Yeah. He's like, what do you want to order? I am Poseidon.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, order.
He's all dressed here.
Such a retard. So you had pizza today from over there?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Was it good?
It was good, yeah.
Yeah? What's good about it? Thin crust?
No. It felt like eating... what pizza can I compare it to?
The three that you compared it to already?
No. It didn't feel fast food. It didn't feel like any of those because they use way too much oil. It felt, I'm trying to think of a joint. You know Elatos?
Yeah,
a bit like their pizza.
Like Greek pizza in Montreal, which is the fast foodiest, greasiest fucking
pizza. But I like that you're trying
minus,
to describe
minus the grease, minus
Italian
the grease.
Food by comparing it to a shitty Greek place.
It's very good. This is great for souvlaki and all that stuff. Yeah. But for pizza, it's the Greek style. Yeah. The Greek style is thick. It's not. You had those. It's like the poutines here in Montreal that it's not the curds. It's the melted.
Yeah, it's a mozzarella.
That's what they do. I like the Italian style, the the thin pizza. Where you don't feel like a piece of shit after you eat it. Those are the best.
Yeah, I got it.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, those are the fucking best. But they're hard to find good.
But like a non-bread pizza would be amazing.
Honestly, if you're smart, go tell them. Be like, look, bro, I'm not going to tell you how to run your business.
But this is what you should do.
This is what you should do.
Oh, they have garlic non-bread.
This is what you're going
to do. They have garlic non-bread? Oh, fuck.
But not there?
No, not there.
Why
but
are you bringing it up? It's a weird thing to bring
no,
up.
No, because Indians have like regular non-bread.
Don't know he's Indian yet.
And...
Well, I'm pretty sure he's Indian, bro.
I like that you're telling us that
your race dar is off.
They have garlic naan bread, which is the second most popular type of naan bread. But you're describing it like we've what? Really?
Huh?
What? I didn't understand.
Because you're like they have garlic naan bread, like it's a new invention.
But it's the second biggest selling naan.
Oh, I know this. No. Yeah. I know it. Just it's so good. I said it. I know.
Go there.
How I said
you tell them naan pizza.
Yeah.
Nizza, they're gonna call it.
Nizza. Bro, new invention.
It's actually a very good idea.
I'm going to collect 10% royalties. Oh,
he won't give you that.
He's going to give you nothing.
Yeah, get
he's
going to
bang your wife.
I'm gonna make a patent.
The best is if he comes in and he's like, hey, my friend, welcome back. Yeah. And he's like, listen, I want to tell you something.
Listen,
since you guys are
Indian.
He's like, what? He's like, you know, you should do naan bread. He's like, bro, we're Mexican. Like, it's Mexican pizza. The joint is called Los Muchachos.
And he's like, Muchachos.
I don't know what province of India you're from, bro. I don't even speak your language. What I'm saying is your naan bread is awesome.
And this isn't a pizza place. Well, all we do is sell burritos. Yeah.
That's a burrito, man. You bought a pizza from next door and flipped it around. Yeah.
Keep calling it a roly pizza. Give me one of those roly pizzas.
Yeah, give me one of those roly pizzas. Paninis, they have paninis.
I know he has calzones.
Is a calzone basically?
It's
a
just
pizza.
A folded pizza.
Yeah, it's a folded pizza basically.
It's
a pizza to go.
All it's pizzas, a grilled cheese sandwich.
No, but
pizza.
You can eat it to go.
But when I was young, pizza was always a to-go thing. You could slice.
Yeah.
You could walk around.
The slices, but like if you buy a box, let's say you want to have like a bambino, right? Like you can't open it and then walk with a bambino and eat. It's weird. So, you know, they make a calzone so you can eat it like a sandwich.
So a calzone is the same size as a personal size pizza?
I think so. And just folded.
Hmm. Interesting. That's sexy.
Yeah.
I can't have it, but I'm jealous.
Yeah, it's very good.
Well, look, you can have it, Mike, and you can have pizza as well. And if you're not having pizza, what you should be doing is checking out Mike Ward at MikeWard.ca. Mike Ward is all over the place. The Mike Ward Suzuka Tour is hitting Europe this summer, next month, actually.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird that it's so close?
Yeah, it's very close.
You nervous?
No.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
This is going to be exciting. Suzakud is heading to Europe. Also, if you're not caught up on Suzakud, head over to patreon.com/Suzakud. Catch the entire back catalog of episodes. This is the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet. It is the current Guinness Book of World Records holder for the largest live podcast ever, which took place last July at our Bell Center here, the biggest fucking live show. So Mike.ca for tour dates. He's also doing his show in Toronto in English. So go check Mike out if you're in Toronto. Links are on the website, MikeWard.ca. Once again, links are in the description. You can follow the Pizza Man online. IamPoseidon.com is his website. Or if you're on Instagram or Twitter, his handle is Poseidon. What is it?
ThePoseidon69.
ThePoseidon69. That's what I was like. I am Poseidon 69. No, it's ThePoseidon69. Yeah. PantelisComedy.com for all of my stuff. Patreon.com/Pantelis. On Patreon, we have the entire back catalog of all of our podcasts, The Intellectuals, all that shit, a lot of stuff happening. So and
Tuesday nights, you host an English comedy show at 9:15 at the Bordel.
The best English show in the city, bar none.
Yes, I can confirm.
Head and shoulders above what everybody else is doing. We've got the biggest names, the best names, and it's the best club. Bordel Comedy Nights, Tuesday nights. Thank you all, and go fuck yourselves.